The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Sport on The Hard Shoulder.
With Dove Men Plus Care. Proud supporters of the British and Irish Lions. Upgrade to Dove Men Plus Care. Because care changes everything.
Let's get to the weekend sporting action. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about hurling when we are down in Wexford. But Eoin Sheehan is with me from Off the Ball. And Eoin, it was hurling's day out in the sun last weekend. Football this weekend.
It is, although we should say that Kildare, Dublin and Laois Tip is on this weekend.
Sorry, and it's sold out, is it, Newbridge?
Yeah, so it's doubleheader in Newbridge. And unfortunately, Laois Tip is available on GAA Plus, but Kildare, Dublin is unavailable to watch anywhere, and that would be the game that you would put as the one which has the biggest chance of an upset. I think it's to do with Newbridge and maybe trying to do back-to-back fixtures. The 4 p.m. throw-in time there was not workable for this streaming
service. So the Tarleton Cup match is before it, Offaly and Kildare, is it?
No, Offaly and Kildare is afterwards at 6:30, but maybe they came to the conclusion that they didn't want to bring people out earlier than 4 p.m. on a Saturday. But then I suppose they're doing it down in Leashire or Moor Park, so I don't know. Maybe that's their reasoning, but it does feel a little bit weird that Kildare Dublin's unavailable, because you saw them last week. You wouldn't put it past them to cause a bit of an upset. So
no, they were great. I enjoyed that match much more than the second match, it has to be said, in Croke Park. Anyway, enough talk of the rubbish Leinster hurling championship. So it's kind of do or die for quite a few teams this weekend.
Yes, there is not a single dead rubber this weekend. The only county of the 16 in Sam Maguire who know their fate exactly is Armagh. They know they're into an All-Ireland quarter-final, which makes Group 4, aka the Group of Death, which is happening at 6:30 tomorrow evening, really interesting, because you've got this fascinating dynamic where they're playing Galway at Breffni Park, and we don't know for sure how motivated Armagh are going to be. What we can do is we can look at the 26 they've named for tomorrow, and it looks like the couple of changes that they've made might have been enforced, and they've gone pretty strong with their team. You've got no Ben Creeley, no Rory Grugan, but they're the only two of their last team who miss out this time. So they might actually be going out for this and going out to knock Galway out of the championship, because if they win, there's a good chance that that's going to happen. It'll definitely happen, in fact. So a winner or a draw for Dublin against Derry in the other fixture would see them safely through to the preliminary quarterfinals. And the good news for Dublin is that Conor Callaghan is back in the matchday panel. He's not named to start, but I would be astonished if he doesn't start. We've seen in the last game against Armagh how poor they are without him. He's got to start.
Okay, so then in other groups, what are we looking at? What's the big game, say, Group 1?
Group 1, it'll be Donegal versus Mayo. You'd be hoping for an upset between Tyrone and Cavan to spice things up a little bit there, but I think Tyrone will get the job done and should qualify. Basically, the winners of those two games are sure to go through. They're all on 2 points at the moment, so it'll come down to head-to-head potentially between a couple of the counties.
All right, okay, so a lot of excitement across the country for the football this weekend. Meanwhile, in HQ, GAA HQ, we've got a big final this weekend.
Yes, indeed. Leinster versus the Bulls tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Neither of these teams have won the URC since it's changed to the URC. Expecting over 40,000 people there tomorrow, so not going to be a sellout. They've made a big push to lower the prices of tickets. Like a Hill ticket is available for €22, I think it is, on Ticketmaster, so cheap enough to go along, but I think the novelty
Suck the atmosphere out of it a bit, though, won't it?
Yeah, like you saw it last week with the hurling.
Well, there was 36,000, 37,000 to turn, so only a few thousand more.
Yeah,
the Seagulls would be the entertainment.
The Seagulls will once again be feasting before.
Saw a Seagull taking food out of someone's hand today in Stephen's Green, so an American tourist.
They're getting their pre-match feed in before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
venturing down Jones's road.
Yeah, a bit of conditioning ahead of the weekend. Who are the favourites going into this? Leinster
are favourites going into this, but it's 4-2 to the Bulls in terms of their six matches against one another in the URC. Although Leinster's two wins against them have come at home. Now the only time they played in playoffs, the Bulls have beaten them. Leinster got Josh van der Fleer and Gary Ringrose back. They've decided to start Jordy Barrett. He's good enough for a place in the starting 15 for this, their latest big knockout game. So Leinster, slight favourites for sure, but the Bulls have caused them plenty of consternation in the past.
You've got live commentary tonight, Shells against Shamrock Rovers, Tulka Park.
Yeah, potentially huge game here. Shells, as you say, playing host to Shamrock Rovers. The gap between them at the moment is 9 points on the same amount of games. So if Rovers go to Shells tonight and pick up 3 points, there's just going to be such a chasm between them that you can write Shelburne out of the title race. You're starting to look at this table now and you're just hoping that any team starts to take points off Shamrock Rovers, because they're 6 clear of Drogheda United at the top. We enter into this kind of double header of a weekend again, and on Monday night it is second versus first in Drogheda when Drogheda United play host to Shamrock Rovers. Of course, Drogheda reeling from the news this week that they probably won't be able to partake in European football next season. Their CAS hearing is actually on Monday. to see if they can actually partake in the Conference League next season.
All right. Then before you go, the US Open is on in the golf. Now, I'm not a fan of this, of Oakmont. It's just, if I wanted to watch middle-aged, boring middle-aged men hacking out of the rough, I mean, I could do it in Kilkenny Golf Club for free. Could look in the mirror, you know what I mean? Boring middle-aged man hacks out of rough. I like a bit of spectacle.
I like when a JJ Spawn or a Roy McIlroy is brought down to your level of golf. When the middle-aged man...
So you're a begrudger.
A complete begrudger.
That's what that tells me about you.
I don't want to look up to my heroes. I want to look straight across at them in the rough. Indeed, exactly. So... when I see these players being brought down to that level, I'm a great fan of it. Mm. Like Rory McIlroy is not in good form at the moment. And I mean that as a double entendre almost. He's just not in a good mood whatsoever.
Yeah,
and
he's quite cranky in press conferences.
Yeah.
It's not an attractive trait.
It's not whatsoever. I suspect if he makes the cut, he's 4 over at the moment. I think the cut at the moment could be 5 or 6. We'll update that on our bulletins throughout the evening.
They are tightly packed. For people who don't follow much, they'll think 4 over got his way off.
No.
I mean, if he went around in 68, 69, he could be in the top 5 this evening.
And I think a steady round from him, even if he finishes at 4 or 5 over, he might actually make the cut. We'll see how things develop. Like, it's been a very, very interesting afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, Xander Schauffele there is on 2 over par at the moment. You've got Bryson on 3 over. Scotty Scheffler's on 4 over. Everybody is struggling. You love to see it.
Yeah, you love to see it. Anyway, if you're wondering about the other Irish in participation, let's put it this way. Shane Lowry might be at that Tailteann Cup match.
Yeah. 9 over at the moment. Yeah.
He might be, unfortunately. Oh, and thanks a million. Live coverage on Off the Ball tonight of Shelburne against Shamrock Rovers in Tolka Park.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.